Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. I don't see everything, but I always try to listen. And over my lifespan, there have been moments when I've had to call for help. And there have been moments when I've had a flat tire or, someone has followed me. And, you know, there are people like me who are there who are willing to help. But I would say 8 times out of 10, the people who come to my rescue are those that are first responders. You know, they are firemen. They are, you know, Medic One people. They are police officers. And so while I know that everyone has the ability to be both good and bad, I believe that for the most point and the most part, that most people are good people. I believe that we cannot afford to get rid of the police officers no more than we can afford to get rid of the first responders or the firemen. Now, what I do agree with is that we need to remove people from the force who are not there because of their love of humanity. What I do believe in is that when we find police officers who are guilty of a crime, that they are prosecuted the same way a civilian would be prosecuted. And what I do believe in is that if we find police officers who are have a pattern of excessive force, abuse, or in the worst case, murder, that they are removed from the police force. Now, if they want to keep them behind a desk or find some other way so they can finish out their tenure or get their retirement, that's on them. I cannot control that. But I can't stand by and pretend that we don't need the police. You know, that's something that people who expound that theory, I just don't understand it. I don't know if they've never had their home robbed or they've never had a car accident and someone hasn't saved them. Now, you know, on the other side of that, I've gotten a ticket from jaywalking that I didn't think I was supposed to receive, but I did, and I have no choice but to pay it. I've received tickets for when I, you know, was going a little too fast, and you know what? I deserved it. So I am not all, you know, I'm not cheering for every policeman out there. I'm cheering for the good guys, the ones who are making a difference, the ones who are standing up, deciding each day that they want to help society be better. I'm standing up for the ones who dreamed of being a police officer since they were little kids. And, you know, that's what they feel they were put here on earth to do because they love people. You know, I'm standing up for the ones who risk their lives every day because they know that there is more good in society than there is bad, and there is more people who need their help than ones who won't take their help. And so, you know, today as I was looking at some of the headlines and seeing some of the snaps of some of the things going on in our communities, you know, I was very unhappy. And I was, you know, almost a little blue in my heart. And, you know, and then I saw a police officer who had saved a baby on the side of the road. And he stopped what he was doing and he went to these people and he helped them get this baby breathing. And as I saw that, you know, my heart just felt moved. And my eyes teared up and my bottom lip quivered, and I just, you know, I was crying. Now, I was crying tears of joy, and I like boohoo crying, but I just had these tears flowing of joy. And look, I try not to cry because sometimes it just hurts, but in this case, you know, wow, it was a mother's emotion that came from me. And so, you know, I believe that God never fails. And I believe that, you know, bad things happen. And sometimes bad things happen to good people. And because of my faith, I'm able to keep a smile And even on my most difficult days, I find myself looking at obstacles, circumstances, and releasing them to God, just saying, you know, Father, this is something I no longer can handle or need to handle. I know this is with you. And I don't allow my heart to be triggered by things that can be expected in life, because you know things are going to happen no matter what. You know, and since the beginning of time, these certain things have happened. It doesn't mean that I have become jaded or that I don't care, but it just means that I'm learning to control the emotions that my body is signaling to me, is sending to me because of my love of life. And I understand that the emotions that can trigger the blood pressure and the stress and or depression aren't healthy. And so what I've started doing is just stopping at that time when that starts to well up in me, and just saying a prayer to God. And by doing that, you know, I'm able to dry my tears and to let it go, you know. And it's something one of my little brother said to me one year. He said, you know, give yourself, I think it was like, or 30 seconds to be upset and then let it go. And I was like, what? He's like, no, seriously, this is what I do. I just give myself 30 seconds to be upset and then I let it go. Now, mind you, my little brother and I are like 8 years apart. And sometimes he has a good idea, and this was probably a really good idea. And so he said this to me maybe 8 to 10 years ago, and I'm still working on putting it into reality, but it's helpful. And so during that time frame, when I am upset, that's when I try to get quiet, and I try to just understand how life works. Because I don't attribute anything bad that happens to God. I don't say that that was God's will, or that that was, you know, God let that happen. What I say is that this bad thing happened. God is aware that it happened, and he knew it was going to happen, and he has been preparing me on my journey so that I can live through what's happening. And I believe that each time something bad happens, God finds a way to turn that into good. But sometimes we don't see the good because we're so caught up on the emotion from the bad experience. And I'm not saying that when someone leaves this earth, that's a good thing. Although if they've been in pain a long time and their body just is broken and there's nothing that can be done, it is the humane thing. And it is probably what they need so that they're not in constant pain and agony. But that's God's decision. I don't think we as man should help people in their life. And I don't think that we should take a life. And so I just want you to think about that, because, you know, I believe that we need those police officers out there. And I believe that there are good ones out there. And I know that I've come up against some odds that I was glad that they were there in my favor. And, you know, I also saw some things that showed me that we need to do a better job of policing our own children, of stopping our own children before they leave out the door and they head out with the friends that we know do not have good intentions. I believe that we need to make sure that our children understand that we will support them in everything right that they do, but that we will also hold them accountable for everything wrong that they do. And so, you know, as I listen to some of these audios and I hear some of these news articles, I am just reminded about how people, you know, judge and treat people based upon their perceived notions and their false beliefs. If you are not in the middle of the situation, you do not have all of the facts. And even then, sometimes you don't have all the facts. And so, you know, there are good people out there that you will meet on the side of the road. They will help you change your tire. And then there are other ones who will look at you and keep going like you aren't even human, like you were a tree. But the thing about the people who put that uniform on each day is that they make a choice to leave their home and put their lives on the line. Firemen, first responders, police officers. And that is their choice. And they don't often get appreciated for what they do. And my thought is that anyone can have a good day or a bad day, including civilians. whether they're in a uniform or they're not in a uniform, whether they've been in a military or they've not been in a military. The only difference is when they wear that uniform, they are held to a higher standard. But I think we need to do more to support the good ones. You know who you've met, who have saved your life, who have helped you with your tire, who is, you know, whatever the situation is. And, you know, I had one time tell me that you need to do what you need to do to protect yourself. And it is better to be tried by a jury of 12 than to be carried by 5. And so I've had police officers go out of their way to make sure that I was safe and that my children were safe and that I knew what I was dealing with. And I've had police officers who have crossed that line a little bit to help me. And I thank God for those good people. Because in many cases, you know, I might not be here. My children might not be here. And so I want to remind you of that the next time you hear somebody tell you they want to defund the police. Okay? Now, if you want to take some of the funds and you want to utilize those to help things in the community, such as community centers, Boys and Girls Clubs, mental health, or you want to take some of that money and train officers so that they know how to handle certain situations that they come up with, I'm good for that. But we need a police force, and I'm not one that's going to sit back and say we don't. We also need police officers to police the ones who think that they have a God-given right to quote-unquote stand their ground or be a citizen arrest and do those things to people that they're just picking on because they don't like the person, they don't like the neighbor, or whatever that case is. So stop and think before you support something that you don't fully have all the knowledge behind, because sometimes people are behind these programs, these you know, circumstances, the BLM and the Antifa and whatever else they have out there. Sometimes people are behind that pulling the strings. And they pretend that they're interested, and they're not. Now, there are good people that probably in each organization. Sometimes people are misled, and they don't know what they're involved with. And sometimes people ultimately know, right? But the point is, they are people. And some people you can't talk to no matter what facts you have. And that's just going to be who they are. They're too deep, okay? And there's not everyone you can reach. But you can pray for everyone. And so I'm going to ask you to continue to do that, to pray for the people that you know need to heal, to pray for the people you know need to be educated, to pray for the people you know whose hearts are dark and they need to be enlightened. But let's keep praying for the ones who are good-hearted and put their lives on the line each day. And let's do what we can to put light on the ones who are causing these problems, because things did not change because a person died after 9 minutes. Don't be misled to believe that they have. The facts and figures show that problems are still there. And because we are humans, problems will probably always be there. Protect your family. Make sure your family knows how to be safe. Go out and meet the police in your communities. Go out and support whatever community programs that are out there that need your input. You know, be heard, be respectful, but be present. That's the most important thing. If you can't get out there, write a letter. You know, go get into a Zoom meeting. However your community is now, connecting with its citizens. You cannot afford to put your head down and say that your voice doesn't matter, because you always matter. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Continue to be the best that you can, do the best that you can, and to support everyone you have the ability to. I believe in you, and I believe that people are good, much more than they are bad. We need to give people a chance to show us who they are and be careful not to discount anyone's life on a feeling. Until we speak again, goodbye.